Late Friday night, we stopped by the iconic Friars Club. The swing band The Queen's Cartoonist was playing upstairs in an intimate packed performance hall. Down at the bar, Linda Stasi, longtime firebrand columnist for the New York Daily News, the left-leaning tabloid with the wild front pages, you know, the one that told Ted Cruz to take the FU train. She's with her husband, Sid Davidoff. He's worked for several mayors. He's a former Trump lawyer. Linda is a sometime Trump friend. You guys are embedded.
Yes, not in bed. Embedded.
Well, you are.
I'm embedded.
And as you'll hear, she does not mince words. Well, first of all, as a longtime observer, what do you make of this primary season?
If you would have told me 5 years ago that this would have been a fight with a bigot, someone who's being investigated by the FBI, a socialist, and somebody who said Jesus told him he should be president, I would have told you, what planet are you on? Doesn't make any sense.
And as you know, everyone you just listed would, well, at least some of them would object to the characterization. You know, Donald Trump doesn't think he's a bigot. Hillary Clinton doesn't think that the emails are a big deal. It's a democratic socialist difference. And, I think Ted Cruz probably would hold to that characterization.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's interesting that Ted Cruz, to me, is a self-loathing son of an immigrant because his father fought alongside Fidel Castro. His father came to this country illegally. And what does Ted Cruz hate more than anything? Illegal immigrants.
Okay, but Linda, what do you really think? Look, your involvement in a lot of what goes on in New York is pretty amazing. I mean, you've just seen it all, written about it all. But is it true that you went into Marla Maples' hospital room when she gave birth to Donald Trump's, what was it, second daughter?
Yes, second daughter, Tiffany. So I was working at the Daily News at the time, and my editor-in-chief said, you know Donald Trump very well, which I got introduced to him from my now husband, who was my enemy at that time. He was Donald's lawyer at the time. And I got introduced to him because Donald had a real problem with me because I was calling him fat and all these other things. So Donald and I became frenemies. And so my editor-in-chief at that time said to me, go to that hospital room. And I said, well, I can't do that. She's having a baby. He said, well, then you're fired. I said, okay, I can do that. So I called up Donald and he picked up the phone and he said, you can't do that. I said, but then I'll be fired. He said, okay, come on. And I went to the hospital, and I went into the room, and the baby had just been born. It was so awful. It was awful. It was awful
because you were thinking, what am I doing here?
I would kill my husband if he allowed some newspaper reporter.
What did Marla Maples say?
She said, what is she doing here? And I said, I'm here because I want to see the baby. I didn't know what to say. And he said, listen, it's okay. And he really made it all right. And I got a front page story out of it. And he's done me a lot of solids over the years. And I've done him a lot of solids. And I'm as a woman and as a New Yorker, I do not understand this whole racist, bigot, sexist thing with Donald. I've known him for many, many years. I've never known him to be a racist, a bigot, a sexist.
And you think he is now?
I think that he knows how to win. And he looked at the field and he said, these are the guys who are not being talked to. These are the disenfranchised blue-collar workers who have this secret racism behind them, and I'm going to hit them. And now he's become a creation. He's become the monster that he created.
But Linda, do you ever think about how much you, and not just you, other reporters here in New York, might have helped create him?
We did not create him. We put him on steroids. We didn't create him, though. He created himself. Nobody can create Donald.
I'm thinking of some of the recent headlines or front pages. So you had the, and it's not just Donald, right, but you had the blood money. That was when he agreed to pay the legal fees if any of his supporters were arrested for roughing up protesters. Lord of the Pigs, that was another cover. We'll have them at herenow.org.
I love tabloids.
But then, aren't you a part of it then?
Yes, that's why I love them.
No, but I mean, aren't you a part of the whole atmosphere around a Donald Trump? I mean, here's another one. Here's a Ted Cruz. This is after the values comment where he talked about New York values. To take the FU train. There is an F train. Yes. But when you have covers and call somebody a pig or shallow or phonies, aren't you jumping in the same mud bath as they are?
Yeah, man. You know what? In New York, if you want to play with the big boys, you got to be a big boy. You don't take a knife to a gunfight.
Some people can't let their children watch any of this or read or look at the front pages of papers like yours. You don't worry that it's just so devolved? It's so such a mud wrestling match?
Are you going to prepare your children for the real world or are you going to hide them? Do you think your children are not going to see a lot worse online?
How important for the revenue has this campaign been? We know the Daily News has had some trouble, layoffs, losing money. How important has it been to have, I'm betting the papers are more read now than ever.
We hear a huge amount about tabloids losing money. We're not losing nearly as much money as the New York Post. And the Daily News was the number two read newspaper website in the world. And now, with all these headlines, we're probably right up there veering for number one in terms of website hits and clicks.
So is there a little bit of a, hey, Donald, keep it up because it's good for our front cover? Even while you say that he's, you know, a bigot.
My editor-in-chief, he does not put anything on the front page that he does not believe. And everything that's on that front page, I promise you, comes from the heart. I mean, it's selling papers like crazy, but it's from the heart.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you, so conversely, I was thinking that maybe here you've got a guy who doesn't really need the papers anymore. He doesn't need you to come cover his weddings and his, because he's got Twitter.
Donald Trump has Twitter, and Donald Trump is in the DNA of New York City, and we're in his DNA. He needs us. He feeds off us, and we feed off good press, and he has always been good press. And I must say, I had my book party for my book, The Sixth Station, here. He not only came, he went on television and said, it's the best book I ever read.
But what do you think he'd say now? You're calling him a bigot.
Well, he hasn't really returned my calls lately, but a month ago, I'd had a foot operation. And I was in the doctor's office, and I was about to get the stitches removed from my foot. And my cell phone rang, and it said, Donald Trump. I called him back later in the day after I had a couple of drinks because I knew this was going to be bad. Rona, his assistant, said, he's not here. And I said, I know he's standing right there. I know he's lying. She said, no. I said, what does he want? She said, he wants to know why you've turned and you're being mean to him. I said, well, tell Donald that when he says stupid blank, I'll say he says stupid blank. She said, well, he wanted you to remember that he went to your book party. I said, I know, but I'm not his personal press release writer. So, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. You also have Hillary Clinton, Bernie, you know, born Brooklyn. It's a bit of a New York fest.
It is. I don't know Bernie. I know Hillary. I've had lunch with her. I've been to the White House when she was the First Lady several times. And somehow, Donald and Bernie are true New Yorkers. Hillary's come lately. On my next Sunday column, I have, if you are truly a New Yorker, answer these questions. Like, what is a schmear? What's a Sicilian slice? I want to know who really is the real New Yorker. And my husband, Sid Davidoff, who's sitting there, gave me another one, which was falada. And I said, well, that sounds dirty. What is that? He said, it means we'll pack it up falada.